I ask that you say a little prayer for me this evening. I feel like what the Lord has given me is a little short, simple thought. But I believe that He would be pleased for us to share it with you. So, I'll try to do that with His help. My little thought this evening is God's intent for our lives, God's will for our lives. And I would like to try to remind us and help us to maybe see or remind us the dangers of not following God's intentions for our lives and not following God's will. And notice I say remind. I often look at the faces here and I see many much older than me. I see many that have sat in these benches for many, many years, much longer than I have. And I'm just going to be honest with you. I can't speak for everyone, but sometimes I feel it can be almost intimidating that I stand before those who have lived many more years than me, and I have to think, what can I give or what can I say that is going to help and encourage? But with the Lord's help, I want to share this thought, and hopefully with the Lord's help, you can get something for it. So, the thought of God's intent. Knowing what God's intent or will is for me, and the dangers and the harm it can bring to be outside of what He has intended. I am faced with the realization that there are many things in life, and there are many times that we will not understand God's intentions. I believe it was mentioned this morning, we serve the only one, the supreme being, the most, whatever adjective you want to throw in there, the one and only God. The one and only, the all-knowing God, the one that understands all. The one that invented understanding, if you'll allow me to use that phrase. And I know there are things that we'll never know, we'll never understand. There are times that we may question His intent and His will in our lives. But with that being said, I believe that God has given us much material, many, many persons, people that have gone before us to learn from. We have these scriptures. So I believe there is a point we can come in life that we can begin to learn what the Lord's intent is for us in our lives. Although there is much we won't know, God does reveal Himself to us. And hopefully, we can come to the place in life that we can learn to hear His voice and that we can begin to know and understand what He would have for us to do. I was on my front porch the other morning. I can't say I was enjoying the cool morning, but I was out there in the rocking chair just enjoying the early morning hours and just kind of trying to take in nature. That's one thing I've really come to enjoy. I feel like that's one way that I believe God speaks to me. And I was able to observe some things. As I observed these things, thoughts were going through my mind, and I saw how simple these things that were taking place, and thought, you know what, this is God's plan. This is what God intended. Just a couple of the things I saw. I saw a bunch of birds. just flying through the air. One landed on a power line. I have a lot of mockingbirds right around my house. One flew off the power line down to the grass and grabbed, looked like a little worm in his beak, and he flew off. Pretty soon another one flew down and he landed under a bush and he grabbed a twig and he flew off. So I was enjoying watching that, just the birds doing what birds are supposed to do. I looked across. I have a pretty good view of a big wide open hay field, cow pasture. And I saw some cows just out there slowly meandering around, eating grass, and I listened closely, and I heard one kind of give a little moo, and just, I was able to see what cows were supposed to do, just hanging out in the field, eating some grass. Then I noticed a hoot owl back behind me in the woods behind my house. He was pretty far away, but I could very, very distinctly tell it was a hoot owl. And I looked at all that, and I just tried to take all that in. And through nature, I thought, you know, this is so simple, so realistic. Many times I look at this and say, oh, this is just the norm. And it is the norm. They're doing what animals are supposed to do in nature. But they're also doing what God intended. He purposely put those birds there, those cows there, that hoot owl there for a purpose. Now, I can't go into details of what every kind of bird, what their purpose is in life and why they do what they do. I don't know. I don't study birds, cows, and hoot owls. But I do know that God put them there because He had good intentions. I didn't see any birds trying to moo and be like cows. I didn't see cows trying to jump up in the air and fly around. And I didn't hear a hoot owl trying to squawk like a crow. But they were all, whether they knew it or not, they were all following and doing what God intended for them to do. I hope that today we are doing what God has intended for us to do. Because so many humans in this day and time are not. I won't mention too many things, but I think it's worth noting. Men are supposed to be men. Women are supposed to be women. How much time, money, and effort have we put in to try to change that? That's definitely not what God's intentions were. God designed us for His intentions because He had intentions. Back to nature. I love planting things. I love watching things grow. If I plant an apple tree, what do I expect to get off that apple tree? I expect to get apples. Not plums or peaches, not something different. If I want to plant an oak tree to shade my front yard, I expect it to grow and I'd hope it don't change its mind and want to become a pine tree. Because that's what God intended for it to be. We are what God made us because He intended for us to be something. He intended for us to be what He made. He intended us to be in a certain place in life. At different times, wherever He may lead, wherever He may send us, hopefully we are following those dealings, those leadings that He reveals to us, and that we are trying to follow to the best of our abilities what His intentions are for us. I think back to creation. When it goes there in Genesis, it goes through all the different days and tells what day God made. What did it say God did at the end of all those days? It said He looked at everything and saw that it was good. It was very good. I created a good thing. I put things where they needed to be, and it's very good. I'm God. I can do that. Lord, Help us to be in the place where God intended us to be. God has a purpose, a plan, a place, and a spot for each of us to fill. And the danger comes when we start to deviate or get away from that plan or that place that He has designed for us to be in. That's when we start to get in trouble. I'd like to tell you two stories. One is fictional, but I come across this story a while back. And it had, I felt like, a very good meaning. This story had a character in it. We'll give him the name of Bob. Bob was walking down a little mountain trail, I guess you could say, through the woods. And Bob looked over and saw a stream with some fish in it. And boy, Bob was enjoying looking at those fish swimming in that stream. Well, Bob had a net with him, and Bob reached in and grabbed them fish and put them on the ground. Boy, he was enjoying looking at them fish, and they were just laying there, flopping all around. And he watched them for a little while, and pretty soon they quit flopping, and their eyes kind of glazed over a little bit. So Bob started talking to them fish. And Bob tried to explain to them fish that the grass would be okay. The ground was going to be okay. That they didn't need the water. What did the fish do? I know it's kind of comical, but it is a good point to the story. The fish continued to lay there. Well, Bob saw his old buddy walking by, and Bob called his old buddy over and said, "Man, come look at these fish I caught." And he tried to explain what was going on. He said, "Man, these fish were jumping all around when I took them out of the water, and now all of a sudden they're laying here and acting like they're wanting to die on me." Well, his friend started talking to the fish too. And said, "Look, the ground ain't a bad place to be. There's some nice fresh grass you're on here." Well, pretty soon a little boy walked by and he saw what was going on. Well, the little boy talked Bob into letting the fish go. So Bob took the fish and he put them in the water and splashed them around a little bit, and the fish took off. The fish weren't going to survive where they weren't supposed to be. No matter how much talking Bob did to try to coax the fish that this was a much better place, the fish were intended to be there for a reason. Because that's what fish do. I'll tell you another little story. This is a true story. A couple years ago, or several years ago, when I was working offshore, I think I've told this story before, maybe in a testimony. Working offshore, making my daily rounds on the platform, and man, the things you could see out there, the nature that could be taken in out there, horizon to horizon, nothing to obstruct your view. But walking around, one day I noticed, I saw some little land birds hopping around on the platform. If I remember correctly, I think I have seen a dove, a cardinal, a mockingbird, and a sparrow. I've seen those varieties. And I kind of scratched my head a little bit. I thought, man, what is that bird doing way out here? I'm 90 to 100 miles offshore. It kind of confused me a little bit. Well, I didn't give it too much thought. I just went on about my day. And I guess it got forgotten about. Well, I'd seen it from time to time, and I started noticing more and more. I'd see more of these little birds, and they'd take off, and they'd fly through there, and they'd go land on it. I thought, man, that's just strange that I'm seeing these birds way out here 100 miles offshore. Well, I started paying a little bit more close attention. And I noticed if I was out there for 2 weeks at a time, If I paid close attention and I saw a little cardinal, mockingbird, whatever it was, when I first got out there, and if I paid close attention throughout the week, I would see that same little bird kind of fluttering around the platform. And I noticed he would get weaker and weaker and weaker. Well, by the end of my time from being out there, by the end of my 2 weeks out there, it wasn't very uncommon to be walking around that platform and find a little dead mockingbird or a little dead sparrow. And I thought, man, what's going on here? One day we were outside and it was wintertime, and we had some strong winds. We had about 50 mile an hour sustained winds. And I was just kind of standing there on the handrail looking out over the water, and I looked to one of my sides there, and I saw a bird perched on a handrail. And I saw that little bird try to take off into the wind. What happened? That wind blew him right back into the platform. Boy, he kind of got his bearings together, and he kind of ruffled his feathers a little bit, and he just sat there. Pretty soon, he jumped on another handrail, and he tried to take off another direction. Well, the direction he took off that time, that wind, he tried to fight it, but there was no way he could stand up against that wind. And I saw that wind carry him off, and I saw him fluttering just as hard as he could flutter, and then I lost sight of him. Well, then it hit me. That's what was going on. We get those strong winter, those north winds, with those strong winter fronts, and we get those 30, 40, 50 mile an hour winds, and those land birds were getting themselves in a situation, and that wind would carry them from the trees down farther south, down through the marshes, and they would eventually blow out there into the open, and then the birds had nowhere to go but to land on those platforms. I thought about that, and I got a pretty good lesson out of that. If that bird would have stayed where it was intended to be, that would have never happened to that little bird. And that little bird would have never lost its life. Now, you can say, well, that's nature and that just happens. It's just unfortunate that it happened to that little bird. Yes, that is true. It is unfortunate that it happened to that little bird. But in the same sense, I liken that to our lives today. If God has intended us to be in a certain place in life, and if for some reason we get out of that place where God intended us to be, whether we realize it at first or not, there are things the enemy of our souls is standing right there to distract us with things to get us out of those places from where God intended us to be. And then what happens? The bird survived for a little while. He got out there, but there was nothing to eat, nothing to drink. He's not going to drink salt water. And little by little, he starved to death. He didn't have no fluid. He died. How true is it that when we start to get out of the place that God has called us to be in, that is what the enemy of our souls is there to do to us, to lead us farther and farther and farther out. That's the trouble of not being in the... That's the consequences of not being in the place where God has intended, not being in His will, not fulfilling His purpose. So God does have intentions for us. What are those intentions? Well, one could say that you could look throughout Scripture and I guess find many things, many places. I guess it really depends on the individual. But there are many places that God would have us all be in, different places. There are many things, intentions, that things that God would have us to do. It's up to us each individually to figure out what that is. To talk to the Lord, get Him to reveal those things to us. So many intentions, but I would like to look at a Scripture, Deuteronomy 6. I think back to creation when God created man. I have to think, what was God's intentions for creating man? Why did He create Adam and Eve? Well, I would like to believe it's because God wanting something to love He wanted someone to love him back. So let's look at this scripture, Deuteronomy 6. Read a few here. Deuteronomy 6, 1, starting at verse 1. It says, "Now these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that ye might do them in the land whither ye go to possess it, that thou mightest fear the Lord thy God, to keep all of his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee, thou and thy son and thy son's son, all the days of thy life, and that thy days may be prolonged. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, and that ye may increase mightily, as the Lord God of thy fathers hath promised thee, in the land that floweth with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes, and thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house and on thy gates." Look at that verse 5. "And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thine soul, and with all thy might." Out of all God has intended for us to be, out of all the places that He has intended us to be in, I want to say, did it say somewhere else that this is the first and the greatest commandment? That thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart? I tell you what, it was important enough that Jesus repeated it over in Matthew. I'm not going to say that this is the only thing. Well, I'm going to say this is one of the most important things that God has intended for us to do. Is to love Him with all my heart, with all my soul, and with all my might. Not with part of my heart, not with just a piece of it, and that I can dish out a piece of it to go here and a piece of it to go there, but that He has got all of me. That His intention, He created me because He loved me. And what does He expect in return? His intent is that I love Him in return and that I give Him everything that I can give Him. Lord, help me to understand, help us to understand that how, I don't know if I can understand that. How do I love the Lord with all my mind, with all my might? How do I give Him 100% of me when there's so many other things that want to distract and take up my time? Lord, help me. Help me to be able to know the difference. Help me to understand the importance of loving You with all my heart, with all my mind, with all my soul. I like the analogy of us being sheep and being in the shepherd's fold. I believe that's a place that God wants us to be in, not only to love Him, but to find ourselves in His protection, under His wings. All those things we sing about, those things we talk about, folks, that is where there's a lot of places. There's a lot of places the Lord wants us to be. It's really all about knowing His will, knowing what He wants for me, because what He wants for me in the overall picture, He wants me to love. He wants you to love. He wants you to serve with all your might, your soul, just like He does me. But when it comes down to us individually, the Lord might want me in a different place than He wants you. He might call you somewhere else that He doesn't call me. Lord, help me to be able to fulfill that spot and to stay in that spot. Because if I start to get out, if I start to deviate from that plan that the Lord has, there is something there waiting to grab us, ready to starve us and see us put to death. Lord, help me to be so focused, so dedicated to what Your intent, what Your intentions, what Your will is for me in my life, and that I not lose that focus. Because as soon as I do, I'm going to be like a fish out of water. I'm going to be taken out of the place where I'm supposed to be, and I'm going to be laid on the ground. And it might not kill me instantly. The birds didn't die instantly, but over time, we'll be starved. We'll be starved from those things we need. Folks, there are many, many distractions. I won't begin to name them all. But there are many things that we face through life that want to cause us to... I think of that little bird. Man, if that little bird could have just got down on a limb behind that tree while the winds were whipping by him, man, he could have been safe. He could have been protected right there in the crook of that limb, in the crook of that tree. Lord, help me to be able to stay right there nestled up next to You where I need to stay. Help me, if I need to sit still, and this is the place You want me to sit still in, and this is the place You want me to be, that I might get anxious, or that I not get bored with the way things are going on around me. That I not get bored with this way of life, and that I want to go fly off and go try something else somewhere. Because the minute I try to fly off and go do something else, that's when Satan's waiting right there to reach out and grab us. So, Lord, help me to be content. Help me to be content to be in the place, to fill that place that You want me to be in. God wants our undivided attention. We serve a jealous God. He intends for me, as I've said, to give 100% of my life, my heart, my soul, my everything I have. That is His intention. For us to love Him, to worship Him, to grow together in love and harmony and unity. That's what His intention is for me. That's what His intention is for you. Lord, help me to know Your intentions. Help me to know Your will. Once I know that, once I discover that, once I understand that, help me to be able to get there. And then once I get there, help me to be able to stay there. Help me to be able to stay put, if You want me to stay put. If You want me to do something else, then You're going to provide the means and the protection it takes to go do that something else. But if it's Your intention for me just to be here and be an humble servant, Lord, help me. Lord, help me to fulfill Your intentions. Help me to love You. Help me to beware of what is out there. For if I deviate from those intentions, if I deviate from those plans. I appreciate your prayers. I want to be in the Lord's will. I want to, if God has intentions for me to do something, to say something, I definitely want to do that. If He wants me to be still and be quiet, I want to do that as well. I want us all to be happy in the Lord, to grow together in the Lord, to love one another. And I ask that y'all would pray for me, that I would do my part in doing that. Thank y'all for being here tonight, and thank y'all for listening to this. I felt like it was a very simple little message. Nothing new. Many have heard before, but may you be encouraged, and y'all pray for me.